therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president.
You're listening to WGXC, Accra, 90.7 FM.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Beth Schwartz in Jersey City, New Jersey. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Joseph Koenig reports for New York State of Politics that the U.S. House of Representatives voted 311 to 114 on December 1st to expel Representative George Santos. The lying Long Island congressperson is only the sixth House member to be removed in U.S. history. Local Republican Mark Molinaro and Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan voted to get rid of Santos, while Representative Elise Stefanik voted to keep him in the House. In October, Santos pleaded not guilty to 23 federal charges, including wire fraud, identity theft, lying to federal election officials, money laundering, and stealing thousands of dollars from his campaign donors. He's also been caught in hundreds of lies, some strange ones about how his mother died and what sports he played in college. Now there will be a special election in the Long Island and Queens District early next year, in a district that voted for President Joe Biden by 10 percentage points in 2020. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that after a Columbia County Board of Elections manual recount, Democrat Sally Naramore was declared the winner of a seat on the Kinderhook Town Board on November 30th. Naramore beat Republican challenger George J. Graham by 7 votes. Naramore becomes the first Democrat to be elected to the Kinderhook Town Board in 16 years. In this fall's election, Democrats also won countywide elections for judges and the district attorney for the first time in many years. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Youth Clubhouse has found a place, at least temporarily, to move after being forced out of their lower Warren Street space when Columbia County purchased the building they were using. Columbia County Youth Bureau Executive Director Dan Grandinetti said, and I quote, "It's a win-win for all. It's within walking distance from the old location. It's a great program, I think. It has great value and will stay intact. We were given less than a month to come up with an answer, and I can honestly say, with the holidays and the short time that we were given, collectively, the county officials and county board of supervisors did our due diligence so the program of great value can remain intact, end quote. Grandinetti highlighted the help from Hudson 5th Ward Supervisor Richard Scalera and the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition for helping find the new space. The Youth Clubhouse provides after-school activities for the city's young people. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a mostly cloudy Saturday with a temperature high near 49 degrees and a south wind at around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, there will be a chance of showers mainly after midnight. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 38 degrees and a northwest wind at around 5 miles an hour. On Sunday, rain is likely mainly after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 46 degrees and a northwest wind at around 6 miles an hour becoming east in the afternoon. And on Sunday night, there will be more rain mainly after 1 a.m. with a temperature low of around 38 degrees. And on Monday, a chance of showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 44 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia Counties.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Regal Blue Media in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener supported radio.
Number 10.
Next, we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gates. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.
Thank you. Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine, nine.
Thank you. number.
Eight.
Now here's 2023 new music from Boy Genius from their album The Record. This is Not Strong Enough.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Yeah.
number.
Six.
Jazz there from Montana Roberts. That was We Said from the Chapter 5 in his Coin Coin series.
Number 5.
Was Negative Land from 2023 from their album Speech Free. That was Tape the Pain in Place.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4.
I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver. Its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper, and of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great purity, with a gem of precious stone in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad. None of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair. Against man or woman.
from the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers. That was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Next, we have 2023 music from the album The Intrinsic Nature of Ship from jazz pianist Matthew Ship. This is Jazz Frequency from Matthew Ship. Thank you.
Number
three.
Here is a song from 2023 from Matmos from their Return to Archive record. It's they're exploring the Folkways archive. Here is why.
Why indeed from Matmos.
Number
two.
Did you wanna write it down, or was that just a lie? Did you meet thank you.
number
one.
Next, we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gase. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.